transgender model Jessica Alves vying for Playboy magazine cover after Brazilian butt lift surgery. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 8, 2022. Celebrity Big Brother star and transgender model Jessica Alves, a biological man who identifies as a woman, is vying to be on the cover of Playboy magazine following a Brazilian butt lift surgery. Alves, who was recently seen strutting in a thong on a beach in Thailand, told the Daily Mail, "It's unbelievable when I look at myself in the mirror and see the woman that I've become. My OnlyFans images are taken by photographers who have also shot for Playboy. I never thought that when I started my gender transition process I would go this far, look as good as I do right now, and I feel so happy," Alves added. Alves also told Daily Mail, "Being on the cover of Playboy magazine has always been a dream to me, but I always thought that it could never happen because I am trans. Being on Playboy would be a validation to me as a model and a woman that everything that I have done so far has been the right decision in my life," Alves added. The transgender reality star's latest surgical procedures reportedly cost a staggering £85,000, which comes to roughly $91,200. Alves also underwent a full face and lip lift, head bones from the jawline and chin cut off, as well as voice feminization surgery. "Now at least when I pick up the phone, they're not gonna call me sir anymore, which is a relief," Alves told Daily Mail. If Alves succeeds in getting onto the cover of Playboy, the reality star will be the latest biological male to enter into a world that was formerly a haven for female models. In 2020, Valentina Sampaio, a biological man who identifies as a woman, became the first transgender model to appear in Sports Illustrated's annual swimsuit issue. Last year, Lena Bloom, another biological man who identifies as a woman, became the first openly trans cover model in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue history. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.